This guided meditation is to help you explore an inner object for personalization or substitution when exploring a relationship between yourself, your character, and another character in the play or film play that you're doing. First of all, find a position in which you can relax completely. Either sitting down or lying down, but a way in which your body can completely let go. Feel the breath in your body. Feel the air as it comes in your body, fills your lungs, and goes back out again. Feel your heartbeat and your pulse. And with every breath, release any effort to hold yourself in a position. As you deeply relax, recall the presence of the person who is your inner object. See them. Notice everything you can about them. The color of their skin or their eyes, their hair. See the shapes of their features. Remember the animation of their face. Recall facial expressions. How do they smile? How do they frown? See their body move. How do they walk? See them use their body to express themselves. And as you recall these images, remember the colors and the shapes. Then let yourself hear this person. Hear the sound of their voice, its pitch, its resonance. Hear them say your name. Hear them laugh. How do they sound when they're happy? Sad? Angry? Or frightened? Let yourself feel them. Remember what it feels like to touch them. What does it feel like to have them touch you? Let your memory explore touch in as much detail as possible. Let yourself remember how they smell, the smells associated with them. Recall the smell of their perfume or cologne, or their own unique odor. Then let yourself recall your relationship to them. Free associate on your experience of your relationship to them. Places you've been together, conversations you've had, the good times, the bad times, events you've shared. And as you allow these experiences to roll through your imagination, experience as much sensory detail as you can. Colors, shapes, movements, sounds, sensations, tastes, and smells. Then once you have experienced remembering your experience of this other person, this inner object, choose the trigger. Now you gather all of that together, all of the experience that you've had of this person, what they sound like, what they look like, what it's like to be with them, and gather all of this together into a felt sense, which is a feeling of the total of your experience of them. This may seem difficult to grasp at first, but allow yourself to anticipate seeing them any minute. That often will give you a sense, a felt sense. Then give that felt sense a name. Just allow something to occur to you from your unconscious. There's no right name here. It could be nonsensical. It doesn't have to be literal at all. This trigger will serve to recall the preceding sensory work. Once you feel you have the trigger in your mind, then begin to do work on your scene with this person as the substitution or personalization for the other character in the text with whom you have a relationship.